May the Lord bless you and keep you in the palm of his hand, dear heart dwellers. Mother Claire began, Thank you, Lord, for drawing close to me. Jesus asked, Can we do this every night? Oh, Lord, with great pleasure and joy, my God, you have been so kind and accommodating to me. You have a few friends in high places, he smiled. Oh, St. Francis, thank you so much, sweet Father. My pleasure, Claire, my little, little Claire, my great pleasure. I want to do this every night. Can we? Jesus replied, That is up to you, my love. Every night would be ideal. As we stood together on the eastern seashore, looking over the ocean and the boat song by Eden's Bridge, kind of a melancholy meditational with water lapping in the background, just happened to be playing. You have seen the ship, the submarine, the largest in the world, and it's on its way here to destroy America. This is the mega tsunami I was talking about. When the song finished, you said, Let's go. He continued, Yes, because we want to talk to you. There is devastation ahead for your nation. Both coastlines are slated for destruction. It is a matter of prayer. What can be stopped or mitigated? Tell the innocent ones that it is in their hands to mitigate, but not totally stop this. The dream Ezekiel had about the sea creatures flying was from this mega tsunami. Earthquakes for the west coast, tsunami for the east. I don't understand how Russia could use the radioactive material and destroy the land the Chinese were promised. With this weapon, he is not thinking rationally. He wants to put an end to America. Can't he do the tsunami without radioactivity? This is a matter of prayer for you, America. There will be massive destruction, but you can pray against the poisoning of the seas, which will have drastic consequences on Earth. And that is not mentioning the shockwave and what it will do to the planet's alignment. Lord, what are we to do? Pray. Lord, this is too terrible to even conceive of. This is one of the weapons Putin has been holding in reserve for such a time as this. St. Francis, are you still here? St. Francis began speaking. I am. But I will leave you with the Lord to work things out. But I do want to tell you, I am happy with you and this order will flourish because it is real and has all the earmarks of our sweet Savior and the way His church should be. He wants to make the church human again, not a corporation or institution, but a brotherhood and sisterhood where all are equally honored and given respect and care. A mighty job, if you ask me. But you know he can do it. Just stay very little, Claire, and he will do the rest. Oh, thank you, dear Father. Thank you. How sweet it is. Thank you for coming tonight. It truly was my joy. Wow, I am so humbled to hear you say that. I really thought I had failed you in so many ways. Far from it, beloved one. Far from it. You have been who you are and have done what you can. The rest is in his capable hands, and he knows exactly what he is doing. Do not fret. Just trust. All is going as planned. You see, he knows far ahead of time what will happen. Rest in that now, and be grateful for the working of His marvelous grace, especially for such little ones as yourselves and community. I love you, and I am proud of you. Stay little. He will do the rest. Your blessing, Father? I knelt before him and he kissed my forehead, saying, Don't worry, you will be with us soon. Jesus, I am here. Jesus, yes, it is sad, so very, very sad. Apply yourselves to prayer for something to change. And that was the end of his message. God bless you, family, and may we commit ourselves to serious prayer for America and all nations.